Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. We're holding on the top of Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says Pri Eitz Hadar. The Torah, when it describes the Esrog, it says Pri Eitz Hadar. So where do you see in the Pasuk that it's referring to an Esrog? So says the Braisa, from the extra word Eitz, we darshan Eitz Shatam Eitzayu Piri Yoshave. It's the type of thing the min you're supposed to take is a fruit that the eitz and the prit have the same taste. Heavy oimer is the esrog, that the main part of the esrog is the peel, so that tastes like the eitz. So it's referring to the esrog. Says the Gemara Ve'ema Pilpulin. Maybe it's referring to the peppercorn. Kidatani, like we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Meir, Oimer, Rabbi Meir, Darshind. Mimash Mishmanemar Unutatem Kol Eitz. The Pasuk says by Arlo that when you plant a tree, so any idea shu eats Michael? Don't I already know that it's referring to a fruit tree? Because the Torah then goes on to say, don't eat from the fruits during the first 3 years. So matam lemer eats Michael. Why does the Torah have to say when you plant a fruit tree? I know we're talking about a fruit tree. There must be to darshan eitzatam eitzu piryo yishavim, that the Torah is coming to be marbet to the chi of arlo, something that the fruit and the bark taste the same. Have you aimer zapilpulin? That's referring to peppercorn. Lilam Dacha, which is teaching you, first of all, Shal Pilpul and Chayavin Ba'arla, that it's not a vegetable, even though it grows on a very low tree, you might think it's like a bush, it's a vegetable. No, Pilpul and Ischayiv and Arla, it's considered a fruit. And you also see from here, Agav, Vein Eret Yisrael Chaseiru Klum, that Eret Yisrael doesn't lack anything. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Leisach Sar Kol Ba, that Eret Yisrael doesn't lack anything. But the point is that you see that the pilpul and also the peppercorn, it's something which is tameitzayu peri yoshave. So who says the drasha of pri eitz hadar eitz tameitzayu peri yoshave is referring to the esrog? Maybe it's referring to a peppercorn. Says the Gemara, no, hasam mishum delay efshar. It can't be referring to the peppercorn. It's impossible. Because heichinavin, how would you be mekayim the mitzvah of arbaminim with a peppercorn? Ninkayin chado, if you're just going to hold one peppercorn in your hand, loy minker lekichasa, so it's not nicker, the lekicha, and it has to be nicker, it's a little kachtam. Ninkayin treyu tlaso, if you're going to hold two or three peppercorns in your hand, well, echadam rachmana, the Torah says, priyat hadar mashma, only one fruit. Not two or three. So therefore, it's not possible that the Torah was referring to the peppercorn. Rabbi Aimer, a different drasha. Al tikri hadar ela hadir. A deer is an animal pen. You're supposed to darshan in the pasuk that it's talking about a fruit that's like an animal pen. Ma deer zeh, just like an animal pen. Yesh by gedolim uketanim tamimim mubalim moment. Has all different kinds of animals. Large, small, unblemished, blemished. So hachanami, yesh by gedolim uketanim tamimim mubalim moment. The Torah is talking about a fruit that has all different types. Large, small, blemished, unblemished. So that's referring to the esrog. Says the Gemara, who says? Altu shar peris lesbu gedolim uketanim tamimim mubalim moment. Do apples not have the same characteristic, that there's large ones, small ones, there's blemished ones, and there's unblemished ones? Says the Gemara, eli hachi kamar. Rather, this is what he meant to say. That ad shabon ketanim adayim gedolim kayamim. That the similarity to an animal pen is that when the new ones come in, the small ones, you still have the old ones there. So to the esrog tree, that when the small esrogim, when the new esrogim come in, you can even have the older esrogim that are still there because they stay on the tree for a long time. That's something that's unique to an esrog. Rabbi Avayu Amar, same, different drasha, but the same idea, that al tikri hadar ela hadar. It's the fruit that lives. What does it mean? It's the fruit that lives. It's a davar shadar bilana mishana lishana. It's a fruit that stays on the tree, could survive and live on the tree from year to year. So that's referring to the esrog. Ben Azai says, I'll prove it to you, that we're not talking about a peppercorn, it must be we're talking about an esrog, because al tikri hadar ela idur. And what's idur? Shekim balashin yavani, kairin lamayim idur. In Greek, you call watering, you call it idur. So mistama, that word comes from Lashon HaKodesh. So we could darshan, the word hadar is really idur, which means to water. The Eza Yisha Gadol HaKol Mayim, which fruit do you have to really water? You can't just rely on the rain, you have to water it yourself. Peppercorn or esrog? Have you ever said esrog? That's only referring to the esrog. The peppercorn can survive on just rainwater. Only the esrog, you need to water it a lot. So therefore, that's how we know that the pasuk's not referring to the peppercorn, rather, it's referring to the esrog. Now we mentioned in the Mishnah, Shal Asherah v'shal Ir HaNidachas is possible. That an esrog which comes from an Asherah tree or an Ir HaNidachas is possible. Says the Gemara, Maitaimu. So says the Gemara, what we already said when we mentioned, when we learned Alachas of the Lulav. That the reason why it's possible is because, Kevin de la Sreifa Koi, since you need to burn it, Katuse Miktas Shi'ure. So we view it right now like it's already burnt up and it's missing its shear. So therefore it's possible. Shall Arla possible? We also mentioned an Arla Esrog, that's also possible. Right? Arla, you're not allowed to eat, you're not even allowed to get benefit from it. Says the Gemara, Samai Taima, why is it possible to use as the mitzvah? Mitzvah Slavli Honeystantnu. So why can't you use an Arla Esrog for the mitzvah of Araminim? Says the Gemara, Pligi Bar Bichia Bar Avim Rabasi. We don't know who said what, but we know that they both weighed in on this issue and they have a machlekas about it. Chad Amar Levisha Eimba Heter Achila. One of them said the reason why it's possible is because it doesn't have a Heter Achila. You can't eat it. Being that you can't eat it, so how, in what way is it really yours? If you can't eat it, so then it's chaser in the Lechem Shabbai. Vachad Amar, the other one said, Levisha Eimba Din Mamayin. Because being that it's Asr Ba'ana, so it's worthless. It doesn't have any monetary value. That's why it's chaser and lechem. It's not considered owned by you. It's not considered yours if it doesn't have any monetary value. Now, kasalka daite, right now the Gemara assumes, man debay het rechila, loy bay din mamayin. Man debay din mamayin, loy bay het rechila. It's a mutually exclusive machlekes. Each one does not hold of the other. However, says the Gemara, if so, then Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, we have a clear rayo that it needs to have a heter achila, because the Mishnah says, shal truma tamea, is possible. An esrog that comes from truma, and it's tame, it's possible. So now, bishlam, alamad amar levisha aimba heter achila, bishlam, if you say that the problem with the arla esrog is because it needs to have a heter achila, and an arla is not mutter b'achila, so shapir, I could also understand why the truma tamea one is possible, because that's also asr b'achila. But according to the man the Amru says that the problem with the Arla Esrik is just because it's Asr Bahana, so it's Chasr in the Lechem outs the fact that you don't have ownership over it because it's Asr Bahana, it's worthless. So am I? So then why is Truma Tamea a problem? What's wrong with Truma Tamea? Hari Masika Tachas Tafshiloi. You can't eat it, but you could use it as firewood underneath your pot, so you could be banana from it, so why can't you use an Esrik that comes from Truma Tamea? Ella says the Gemara, not like we thought originally. Ella beheter achila kuli amalei pligi debeinan. Everybody holds you need to have heter achila. And that's going to be why Truma Tameya is going to be possible, because it doesn't have a heter achila. And that's something that everybody holds of. So ki pligi, where do they argue bidin mamayin? Do you also need to have a din mamayin? Marsaver heter achila beinan din mamayin loy beinan. Marsaver din mamayin nami beinan. The machleika says, one madamer holds, you just need a heter achila, you don't need to have a din mamayin. The other madamer holds, you also need to have a din mamayin. So now my binayu, what will be a practical nafkamina between these two perushim? Ike binayu meiser sheni. The difference will be, the nafkamina will be by meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim alibad Rabbi Meir. That it's mutter to eat it, you're allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, but according to Rimeir, it's not considered mamon head yet, rather it's considered mamon gavaya. It's not considered like it's yours. It doesn't have a din mamon. So l'man d'amar l'fisha imba heter achila. So according to the man d'amar who says that the problem by arla is just because it doesn't have heter achila, so all you need is heter achila. Harigesh ba heter achila. By Meiser Sheni, there is a heter achila. And therefore you could use it, you could be aitse with an esrog of Meiser Sheni. Whereas l'man d'amar l'fisha imba din mamon, according to the man d'amar who says that the problem with arla is because it's asr bahana, and therefore it's not considered like it's owned by you, so Meiser Sheni Nami is a Meiser Sheni Mamun Gavayahu. So then also Meiser Sheni is going to be a problem, because if you go like Rabbi Meir, so then Meiser Sheni is Mamun Gavayah, it's not a din mamun to you, and therefore you won't be able to be yaitzeh the mitzvah with an esrog of Meiser Sheni. That will be the nafkamina. So now says the Gemara, we mentioned before that it's the machloikas Rabbi Chiya bar Avin and Rabbi Asi regarding these two different svaras. But we didn't say who says what. So says the Gemara, to stein Rabbi Asi da amar lefisha eimba din mamayin. I'll prove it to you that Rav Asi is the one who holds that you need to have a din mamayin. Not just a heter achila, you also need to have a din mamayin. The Amr of Asi, Rav Asi said, Esrog shal Meiser Sheni, an Esrog of Meiser Sheni, Ladevir Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Yaitzi Dechai Vasa Biyamtiv, Ladevir Chachamim Adam Yaitzi Ba Yidechai Vasa Biyamtiv. it's going to be talu in the machloikas Rameir and the Chachamim whether Meiser Sheni is mamun gavay or mamun hadyet. Now, if all you need is a heter achila, so why should it be talu in the machloikas Rameir and the Chachamim? Everybody holds it has a heter achila. It must be Rabbi Asi holds that it also needs to have it in mamun. And therefore, it's talu in the machloikas Rameir and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Meir, it does not have it in mamun because it's mamun gavay. According to the Chachamim, it does have it in mamun. So says the Gemara, Testayim, that's taka, good rayo. You see, Rabbi Asi is the one who holds that it also needs to have it in mamun. Says the Gemara, now gufa. We just said that Rabbi Asi said that Esrik Shamaiser Sheni, the Divir Rabbi Meir, ain't Adam Yaitse de Chavasa Biyamtiv, the Divir Chachamim, Adam Yaitse Bayede Chavasa Biyamtiv, that according to Rabbi Asi, the Esrik of Meiser Sheni, being that when it's Lachem, it also needs to have a Din Mamun, so whether or not you could use an Esrik of Meiser Sheni is totally in the Machlaikas or Meir, and the Chachamim, whether or not Meiser Sheni is considered Mamun Hadid or Mamun Gavaya. Now, that note says the Gemara, there's two other halachas where we'll also come to the same thing. Then matzah, shal ma'aser sheni, where matzah also, we'll see soon, has to be lachem. So matzah, that's ma'aser sheni, also, l'divrei Rabbi Meir, ein adam yotzei b'yidei chayvasa b'pesach. You cannot use matzah, that's ma'aser sheni, for Pesach, for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Whereas l'divrei chachamim, adam yotzei b'yidei chayvasa b'pesach. According to the chachamim, there is a din mamun. For sure has a heter achila, but it is even a din mamun, and therefore you could use it for the mitzvah. A third case now, besides esrog and matzah, is iso shel ma'aser sheni. If you have dough with regards to the mitzvah of afrashas challah, so if you have dough that's ma'aser sheni, the dough has to be yours to be chayv in challah, like we'll see soon. So therefore, dough that's ma'aser sheni, ledivrei Rabbi Meir patur min achala, ledivrei Chachamim chayev es b'chala. According to Rabbi Meir, it's patur. According to Chachamim, it's mamun hedyet, and it's going to be chayev in chala. So now says the Gemara, maskefa Rapapa. Rapapa asked the Shaila on these three different halachas. Bishlama Isa, I understand the dough case, the hafrashas chala, the fact that it has to be yours. Ksiv reishis arisay seichem. It says it has to be lachem. It says reishis of your dough. Esrog nami, by Esrog also I understand that it has to be yours. Ksiv lachem, the Torah says lachem, which we dash in from there, misha lachem, that it has to be yours. So therefore, according to Asi, it also has to have a din mamli, and therefore it's going to be talui in the machloikas or man the chachamim. That all makes sense. El matzah miksiv matzaschem. Does it ever say in the Torah that on Leil HaSeder you have to eat your matzah? Is there a din lachem by matzah? Just says the Gemara, yes. Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Vitamer Rav Yemer Bar Shalmiya, Asya Lechem Lechem. We have a Gzeir Shav of Lechem Lechem from Matzah, from Challah to Matzah. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Matzah, Lechem Oini. It says Lechem. Uksiv Hasam, and it says over there by Afrashas Challah, it says Vahaya, Ba'acholchem Milechem Haaretz. It says Lechem. So we darshim alahalon, just like over there by Chala, the Torah says Arisa say chem, it has to be yours, Mishalachem, v'loy Mishal Meiser, v'loy Mishal Meiser Sheni, meaning you can't use Meiser Sheni. So Afkam Mishalachem, v'loy Mishal Meiser, meaning Meiser Sheni. So too by Matzah, it has to be yours, and it has to even have a din mamun, so you can't use Meiser Sheni according to Rabbi Meir. Now says the Gemara, this that the Isa has to be yours to be chayv in the fresh aschalo, and it needs to have according to Basi even a din mamun, and therefore it's tali in the machlekes or mer in the chachamim. So says the Gemara lemi mesayele. We have a riot to that because the Brisa says Isa shal meiser sheni patur min achala divrei Rabbi Meir v'chachamim oimim chayv es b'chala. So mamash a first of Brisa like our Basi said that by chala if you have chala of meiser sheni dough of meiser sheni, so whether or not you're chayv in the fresh aschalo is tali in the machlekes or mer in the chachamim. So Mamashim refers to Brisa to like Ravasi. So much so that the Gemara asks, Lema Misayele, you're like questioning yourself. It seems like we have a Raya. Should we say that this is a Raya? Hehe, it's Mamash Mefurish. It's Mamash exactly what Ravasi said. That Isa of Meiser Sheni is Tali in the Machlaikas or Mayan the Chachamim. So says the Gemara, no. There is a reason why we said Lema is because, even though it's true, in this Brisa you see Lahedya, when it comes to dough, when it comes to the mitzvah of Afrashas Challah, so it's Talu in the Machlaikas, Rameh and the Chachamim, and you would think so, learn out from here to also to Esrog and Matzah. And therefore, me the Baha Pligi, Baha Nami Pligi, say that just like Rameh and the Chachamim are arguing about the dough, about by Afrashas Challah, so too they'll argue when it comes to the Esrog, and they'll argue when it comes to the Matzah. So that's the lema. We should say that it's the same thing. Aydilma, but we say lema because it's not so pashut. Maybe there's a tzad to say that no, it's dafka by chalo, it's dafka by afreshas chalo, that it has to be, that it has to have a din mamon. Because shani isa, damar kra, arisaseichem, trey zimne. The Torah says lechem two times. So maybe from the fact that the Torah says it two times, we learn out, first of all, it has to be yours, it has to have a heter achila, and it says it a second time, that it also has to have a din mamon. Mamela, Rabbi Meir holds, you can't be, you're not chayiv in chalo, if it's isa of meiser sheni. But maybe when it comes to esrog and matzah, being that the Torah only said lechem one time, so maybe you only need to have a heter achila. Lav dafka, you can't prove from this braisa that you also need to have a din mamun, and that Rabbi Meir would say that you're not yoytze if it's meiser sheni. That's why it's just a lema misayale, that lechayra, if they argue about chala, they'll have the same achleikis by esrog and matzah, but it's not muchach, because it could be chala is different, because the Torah says, arisay seichem, trey zimni, it says it two times.